Hi, this is Joel and Victoria. Thanks for listening to our podcast and thanks for supporting the ministry.
If you enjoyed today's message, why don't you be a blessing and share it with a friend?
We appreciate you and pray for God's very best in your life. Well, God bless you. It is always a joy to come into your homes. We love you, and we know God has great things in store for each one of you. If you're ever in our area, I hope you'll stop by and be a part of one of our services. I promise you, we'll make you feel right at home. But thanks for tuning in. Thanks for coming out again. I like to start with something funny each week, and I heard about this elderly man. He had had a serious hearing problem for many years. He went to the doctor and was fitted for this brand new high-tech hearing aid to where he could hear 100%. He went back a month later for a checkup. The doctor said, "Man, your hearing is perfect. Your family must be so excited that you can hear once again." He said, "No, I haven't told my family. I just sit around and listen to the conversations. I've changed my will 3 times. All right, hold up your Bible. Say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, God bless you." I want to talk to you today about your year of Jubilee. As we celebrate the 50th anniversary of Lakewood, I think about in the Old Testament how every 50th year was something extremely significant. It was called the Year of Jubilee. It was a time of great celebration. Most people only experienced it once a lifetime. What made it so significant is in this year of Jubilee, all the debts were canceled. All the slaves were set free. All the servants, we would call them employees today, they would be released to go back to their original homes and be reunited with their families. Not only that, all the property would be returned to the original owners. For instance, if you'd sold your home or your farm to someone because you needed the funds, even though they had paid you rent year after year, possibly they'd even paid the property off, but in this 50th year, whatever had your name on it or your family name would once again be yours. It was a year that everyone looked forward to, a time of great freedom, a time of release from captivity, from debt, from mistreatment. A family could be working night and day, struggling year after year, but they knew if they could just make it to Jubilee, everything would be okay. Property that your great-great-grandparents owned, maybe somebody in your family line that you never even met, but on this 50th year, it would be returned back to you. I can hear parents telling their children, "Hold on, keep being your best. Jubilee is coming. Just another 10 years, another 5 years, another year, and things will turn around. When Jubilee gets here, we'll have more than enough. Then we'll spend time with our family. Then we'll be free from this unfair situation if we can just make it to Jubilee." But as great as Jubilee was, the prophet Isaiah declared that something was coming that was even better. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to announce the acceptable year of the Lord." One version says, "to announce a day when the free favor of God profusely abounds." Isaiah was saying, there is a day coming. It's not here just yet, but sometime in the future, there will be a day when God's people don't have to wait 50 years for Jubilee, but they can live in Jubilee. Many years later, Jesus quoted that same passage, but he said, "I'm not here to announce like Isaiah that it's coming. I'm here to declare that it has arrived." The good news is, because of what Jesus has done, you and I can live in Jubilee. That means you don't have to wait 10 years to be blessed, 20 years to be free, 30 years to have God's favor. No, this is your year of Jubilee. And just as Lakewood is celebrating 50 years of ministry, God is saying, this is your year to be released from every bondage. This is your year to be released from debt, to be released from sickness, to be released from depression, to be released from addictions, to be released from worry. Not only that, everything that has your family name on it, this is the year God wants to return it back to you. He's going to return the property, return the business, return the children, return the health, return the dreams. It is your year to see the free favor of God profusely abound. Really, Jubilee is all about harvest time. It's when you reap not only the seeds that you've sown, but what the generations that have gone before you have sown. For instance, in one sense, I believe that I'm standing in my father's building. This is the place he always dreamed of. He and my mother sowed all those seeds down through the years, and now I'm reaping the harvest. I'm living in Jubilee. I didn't have to wait 50 years. God released what belonged to my family. In one sense, I feel like I'm living in my grandfather's house. Granddaddy worked year after year at a refinery so faithfully. But he and my grandmother, they never experienced the blessings and abundance that Victoria and I have. Yet God saw all those years of sacrifice, and now I'm reaping the benefits. Every seed that your family members have sown down through the generations has not gone unnoticed. Those parents that drug you to church growing up, you didn't want to go, you better thank God because they laid up blessings with your name on it. Some of you may not realize it, but because you had a praying mother, you had a praying grandmother, or because you had great grandparents that honored God, they gave, they served, they loved, because of their faithfulness, there is promotion, there is good breaks, there is health, there is wisdom that is laid up for you. And our attitude should be, this is my year of Jubilee. Everything that has my name on it is coming back to me. My health, my joy, my peace, my family, my children, my promotion is coming back. And every day when we get up, we need to say, Father, thank you that it is my year of Jubilee, and you're releasing what already has my name on it. Some of you are single. You have a desire to get married. You need to realize there is a spouse that has your name on them. Don't go around complaining, thinking, oh man, I'm never going to get married, never going to meet anybody. No, you go around saying, Father, thank you that it is Jubilee. You've already got the right person picked out. They've already got my name on them. So I just want to thank you that you're releasing what already belongs to me. That's what happened to me 24 years ago, when I walked into that jewelry store and saw Victoria for the first time, I knew it was my year of Jubilee. She couldn't see it, but I could see my name written all over her. I knew she was mine. It took me almost a year to convince her, but she finally came around. She won't admit this, but when I walked in there, it was definitely Jubilee for her. What am I saying? We don't have to beg God to do things. Just thank Him for releasing what already belongs to you. Some of you, there is a business with your name on it. Down deep, you know it's something God put in your heart. You prayed about it. You've dreamed about it. The right doors haven't opened just yet. Don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Start declaring, this is my year of Jubilee. Father, thank you for releasing that business. Thank you for releasing that abundant increase of favor. Some of you have children that have your name on them. You haven't been able to have a baby. Perhaps you couldn't conceive or you couldn't carry the child. Don't be discouraged. Start declaring, this is my year of Jubilee. Father, thank you for releasing every child that belongs to me. Friends, Jubilee starts in our mind. We have to get in agreement with God. We can't go around thinking, it's never going to happen. I never get any good breaks. It's been so long. No, that'll stop God from releasing His goodness. God works where there's faith and expectancy. Instead of complaining, we need to learn to think Jubilee thoughts. In other words, I know it's already out there. It's already got my name on it. So Father, I just want to thank you. It's my year of Jubilee, and you're going to release what already belongs to me. I think about this building. It was built approximately 36 years ago. It was originally called The Summit. Then they changed the name to The Compact Center. But I believe deep down, underneath all those other titles, there was another name. When it was being constructed, somewhere Almighty God, the great creator of the universe, got his big ink pen out, and he said, they're calling it this, they're calling it that. That's fine for a little while, till they get it all broken in, get the kinks worked out. But let me tell you what the real name of this building is. Let me tell you the true purpose of this facility. I can see God writing a big L, A, K. He inscribes the name Lakewood. It already had our name on it. And at the right time, in our year of Jubilee, God released what belongs to us. Some of you don't realize it, but there are buildings with your name on it. There are businesses with your name on it. There's a house with your name on it. There's a car with your name on it. There is health with your name on it. There's a family with your name on them. It may not look like it right now. This building was a sports arena for 30 years. But you never know what God's going to do. It may seem impossible, but when Jubilee comes, nothing can stop God from releasing what has your name on it. A friend of mine is Dr. Todd Price. He and his family have been a part of Lakewood for many years. And a while back, they started taking missions trips overseas. They would pack their suitcases filled with medicines that the drug companies would donate to them. Over time, it's grown bigger and bigger, and now we support their outreaches. And last week, Dr. Price gave me a report. It started off by saying, with the economy being down and people struggling in their finances, we didn't see how we could stay the same. He went on to say, we didn't, we increased. We expanded. In just the first 5 months of this year, Dr. Price and his missions organization has donated over $66 million worth of medicines to needy people all over the world. That's Jubilee. That's God releasing what already had his name on it. Here's the key. Dr. Price and his family, they live Jubilee-minded. They believe God can do anything. They are constantly daring to take those steps of faith. That's not even his main job. He's got a successful medical practice. He does the missions work on the side. Or just recently, I got the word that somebody gave him a beautiful building, a warehouse on the freeway for him to house all of his medical supplies. Every time I turn around, he's getting more equipment, more opportunity, more outreaches. But 10 years ago, you could have never convinced him that there was a building with his name on it. You could have never convinced him there was an organization that would touch the world that would have his name on it. That's the way our God is. He likes to outdo himself. God's dream for your life is so much bigger than your own. He has your name on buildings, organizations, ministries, books, movies, ideas. You may hear this and think, oh, Joel, there's not a building with my name on it. You don't know who I am. Sure I do. You're a child of the Most High God, the creator of the universe. Not only breathed his life into you, but he put your name on everything you need to fulfill your destiny. Oh, there's not a house with my name on it. I can barely pay my apartment each month. There's not a business with my name on it. I'm working for this other company. There's not a ministry for me. I'm a medical doctor. I'm busy. My schedule is full. No, get a new vision. You don't know the great things God has in store. He has opportunities so big, promotion like you've never imagined. And if you'll get in agreement with God and live Jubilee-minded, expecting Him to release what belongs to you, then all the forces of darkness cannot stop it from happening. You will see God show up and show out in amazing ways. Don't believe those lies that may be telling you it's never going to happen. You're never going to get well. You're never going to accomplish your dreams. No, learn to think Jubilee-minded. Our attitude should be, I may be living in this small apartment right now, But where I am is not where I'm staying. This is not permanent, it's temporary. I know my house is coming in. Or I may be single right now, but I know this is the year for my spouse to show up. I may be struggling with this addiction, but I know my freedom is on its way. I haven't been able to have children right now, but I know this is the year of Jubilee. I know my kids are coming in. God is releasing what belongs to me. The word I hear down in my spirit is acceleration. It's going to happen faster than you think. What should have taken you years to accomplish is going to happen in a fraction of the time. You may not see how you could ever get out of debt, but you have to realize you have entered into Jubilee. God is speeding things up. That means you're going to get unexpected promotion, breaks that you didn't deserve, increase that you never planned on. It's unprecedented favor causing it to happen quicker. You may be dealing with an illness and you think you'll never recover, or it's going to take you 5 years to get over that. No, it's going to happen quicker than you think. In Jubilee, God releases healing in a greater way. I received a letter recently from this lady. She told how she had been addicted to drugs for over 30 years. She had tried and tried to stop, but she just couldn't do it. It was destroying her life. She heard me talking about how you don't have to live that way and how God wants you to be free. Faith rose in her heart and she decided to try one more time. She asked God for his help. She said, "Joel, I felt a supernatural strength. I had a power to do things that I couldn't do before." And in 1 month's time, she had totally broken that addiction. She was so excited. It was Jubilee. God released her from that bondage. You need to get ready for things to accelerate. Goals are going to be accomplished faster than you think. You're going to come out of debt quicker than you think. You're going to meet the person of your dreams sooner than you think. What could have taken years and years, God's going to accelerate. Why? You've stepped into a new season. It's your year of Jubilee. Had a gentleman tell me just last week how he had a 30-year mortgage on his home. He had no reason to believe that he'd pay it off any sooner. But instead of just settling there and never releasing his faith, he kept believing, kept hoping, living Jubilee-minded. He began to get all these breaks, unusual things. He got a promotion that he didn't expect. He sold some property that he hadn't been able to sell for years. He got an inheritance from a family member. Long story short, he paid off that 30-year mortgage in just 7 years. It was Jubilee, God releasing blessings and favor that had his name on it. Some of you have kind of already decided that you're not going to get out of debt for 47 years. You're never going to get that position you really want, never be totally well, but you need to change your thinking. You have entered into Jubilee. God is speeding things up. Jesus said, "This is the day you're going to see the free favor of God profusely abound." Think about it. God could have used any word he wanted to describe his favor. He could have said, "You're going to have a large amount, a plentiful supply." But no, he used the word profusely. That means an abundance. More than you can contain, an amount that will even boggle your mind. Victoria and I have seen firsthand how God can accelerate things. We've always had a dream to help young people and to help children. And right now we're in the planning stages of building a girls' home here in town. And it's a big project that's going to take a lot of our resources. But at the same time, we've had this dream to build orphanages all over the world to help less fortunate people. But we knew we couldn't do both projects at once. We thought, we're young, you know, we have next 20, 30, 40 years, we'll work on those orphanages, but just not right now. But last Christmas, we were having dinner with our friend Larry Jones. He and his wife Frances are the founders of Feed the Children. Out of the blue, Larry said, "Joel, Victoria, here's something I want to do. I want to build an orphanage for you in Kenya, and I want to call it the Victoria Osteen Abandoned Baby Center." The amazing thing is we had never told Larry that was one of our dreams. We'd never mentioned to him that we really down deep wanted to build orphanages. We were so excited and grateful. We said, "Larry, that is so generous. What do you want us to do?" And I thought for sure I'd need to raise the funds or organize the people, arrange it all. He said, no, I don't need you to do anything. I've got the people, I've got the staff, I've got the money, I've got the land, I've got the builder. All I need is for you guys to show up and love the kids. Now, in the next couple of years, that orphanage will be built. What am I saying? God is accelerating things. What I thought would take 30 or 40 years is going to happen in a fraction of the time. God wants to do the same thing for each one of you. You need to get this word down in your spirit, acceleration. You're going to meet people suddenly. You're going to have the right connections that's going to shave years off of that dream. You're going to come through breakthroughs in your health to where you're going to recover and get well a lot quicker than the medical experts said. You're going to see that family member get back on track a lot sooner than you thought. It's your year of Jubilee. God is releasing what has your name on it. The Message translation puts it this way. This is the year for God to act. Notice, not next year, not 5 years from now. No, this is your year. Are you expecting God to show up? Are you looking for His goodness? I found when I get in agreement with God, when I release my faith and I expect His favors to profusely abound, that's when I see God show up and amaze me with His goodness. But some of you, you're kind of stuck in a rut thinking it's never going to change, and maybe in the sweet by and by things are going to get better. No, God is saying, this is my year to act. This is the year I want to do something great in your life. This is the year I want to release what has your name on it. This is the year I want to restore the marriage. This is the year I want to break the curse of lack. It's the year of Jubilee, a year of freedom, a year of restoration, a year of promotion, a year of breakthrough. Let's get in agreement with God and live Jubilee minded. I was reading about this couple that had lost their job. All kinds of things had come against them, and now it looked like they were going to lose their home. They'd done everything they could to try to raise the funds, but it just didn't work out. They began to sell their possessions little by little, here and there. It got so bad, they decided to sell everything they owned. Furniture inside and out, patio furniture, washer, dryer, lawnmower, everything. And they put it on eBay. They had pictures of it all and a little description. Somehow word got out that the reason she was selling was to pay her mortgage and be able to keep her home. And this lady from another state bid $20,000 for the furniture. Her bid by far was the highest bid. Nobody else came close. This couple accepted the bid. When they went to make arrangements to have the furniture shipped, the lady said, I don't want your furniture. That money is a gift so you'll be able to keep your home. Total stranger. Never met the lady, never talked to her. What is that? That's Jubilee. That's the free favor of God profusely abounding. God has ways to meet your needs that you've never imagined. He can have people out of the blue decide they want to be good to you. Friends, this is the year for God to act. We're not living in the day Isaiah talked about, where it was coming. We're living in the day where Jesus talked about, it has arrived. And when we live Jubilee-minded, you can expect unusual things. You can expect acceleration, things to happen faster than you thought. You can expect everything that has your family name on it to be returned back to you. I'm asking you today to start expecting God to act. Not next year, not 5 years, not when you retire. Start expecting God to act this year. This is your year of Jubilee, a year of freedom, a year of release. It's interesting, in the Old Testament, the way they announced the year of Jubilee was by blowing the ram's horn. They would have people stationed every mile or so throughout the land. And that first man would blow the ram's horn, and everybody would celebrate right there. The next man a mile away, he would hear it and he would blow his horn. On and on, the sound of the ram's horn would fill the whole country. Village after village and town after town, they'd begin rejoicing, thanking God, it's the year of Jubilee. We can go home, our debts are canceled. We are free, our property's gonna be returned. It was a great celebration. But I'm sure during that time when some people heard the sound, they thought, why is everybody so happy? Why are they singing and shouting? There's nothing special about this year. This is just another average, ordinary day. they didn't realize it was the year of Jubilee. And even though they had a right to be free, even though technically their debts were canceled, even though the property that belonged to their family could have been returned, because they didn't understand the significance of the year of Jubilee, they missed their opportunity to be free and to experience God's favor. Don't let that be you. It's easy to think, oh, this is just Joel getting everybody's hopes up. He does this every week. That's just those people at Lakewood celebrating again. They're always happy about something. It's nothing special. No, this is not just another celebration. This is your year of Jubilee. This is your year to be released, to increase, to see acceleration, to see the free favor of God profusely abound. Our attitude should be, I can hear the ram's horn. I can hear the sound off in the distance. I'm not going to sit back, think, oh, I never get any good breaks. This is not for me today. No, I know that sound means it's Jubilee. That sound is announcing God's favor, so I'm going to step into my freedom. That business that has my name on it is coming in. That health that belongs to me is coming in. That vindication I've been waiting for, it's coming in. That promotion my ancestors laid up, it's coming in. I receive it by faith. Friends, this is the year for God to act, a year of release. Now, I want to declare over every one of you right now, God is releasing you from debt into abundance. He is releasing you from sickness into health. He's releasing you from discouragement into joy. He is releasing you from addictions into freedom. He is releasing you from worry into peace. He is releasing you from struggling into His anointing of ease. He is releasing you from defeat into total victory. Not only that, I declare that everything that has your name on it is about to be returned. God is returning the property, the business, the opportunity, the real estate, the ministry, the automobiles, the clients, the contracts, the sales. Get ready. It's Jubilee. They are coming your way.
Thank you for listening to the Joel Osteen Podcast. Help us continue to share the message of hope with those all over the world. Visit joelosteen.com/givehope to give a gift today.
Thanks so much for listening to today's message. I hope you'll subscribe so you can receive the latest podcast to keep you inspired all through the week. We're praying for you. I know God's best is still ahead. We'll see you next time.